Now, in India, there's a state called Maharashtra, which is a state of, one might say, western central India. Its capital now is Bombay. And in this state of Maharashtra, there's an untouchable or excellent untouchable community called the Mahars. There's about 4 million of them living in Maharashtra. There are small groups of them attached to every village. They live outside the village under very terrible conditions. I visited them myself many, many a time. They live in very miserable spots. For instance, one village I visited, the untouchables lived just outside the wall of the village. And they were compelled to live at the very spot where the drains all emptied. The drain pipes of the village sort of terminated there, and all the effluent of the village sort of poured down there. And that's where the untouchables were living, and they weren't allowed to live anywhere else. And I myself visited them in their houses there and actually had a meal there, keeping my fingers crossed. But there they had to live. That was how they were treated. I've met many of these Mahars, and they tell me that even in the younger days of some of the older people, they were treated very, very badly indeed by the caste Hindus, especially the Brahmins of Maharashtra, who were particularly strict and particularly rigid. Until quite recently, if you were an untouchable, you couldn't walk along the public road in the village during the day, because your shadow might be thrown and it might fall upon a caste Hindu. And you had to wear an earthen pot around your neck to spit into, because if you spat onto the roadside, and Indians are always spitting, as you probably know, if you spat onto the roadside, some caste Hindu might put his foot on it. So you carried a pot around your neck into which you spat. And also, in some villages, the untouchable had to carry a little brush to brush away the mark of his footsteps behind him. And people whom I know, friends of mine, who are of my own age, they have had to observe these things in their younger days. Now it's not as strict as this, but it's still pretty strict. And if you're living as an untouchable in India today, your life can be pretty miserable. There are still occasions, these occasions don't get into the Western press. They barely get into the Indian press. There are occasions when these Mahars in Maharashtra are attacked, are murdered, and women even raped, houses set on fire by the caste Hindus, because they feel the untouchables are getting a bit beyond themselves. That is, they're wearing decent clothes, they're wearing, in some cases, golden ornaments, and they've got a bit of property. They're getting beyond themselves. This is not how they should be living, according to Manusmriti. So when I visited India 4 years ago and moved about Maharashtra, I found just a few weeks before my arrival, 2,000 huts of untouchables had been burned down, and women had been paraded, untouchable women had been paraded naked through the village streets, and some of them raped, and quite a few untouchables were murdered. Something of this got into the Indian papers, but it was, I think, hardly reported at all in the Western press. These things are kept out of the papers. The government of India, I'm afraid, doesn't like people in foreign countries learning about these things, which are indeed rather disgraceful. To give the government of India its due, it is rather ashamed of all these happenings, but it finds it very difficult to prevent them. So this is still the situation.